The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 16,000 police are on the streets of London. They're hoping to prevent more of the violence of the kind that brought chaos to the British capital last night. Rioters have looted stores, torched cars, and blackened buildings. There have been no serious incidents in London this evening, but there have been further disturbances elsewhere in England. A large store in central Manchester was set on fire. Several hundred young people are reported to have clashed with riot police there. And in the Birmingham area, they broke shop windows and set fire to cars. The State Department has warned American citizens to steer clear of the violence in Britain. The World's Laura Lynch begins our coverage in one part of London hit by the rioters.
In the distance, an alarm sounds, hours after the looters disappeared from Lavender Hill in Clapham Junction. Normally a bustling street full of shoppers in southwest London, this morning it was empty, save for the shattered glass and police standing guard.
Where is it?
It's right there. Can you see the best one off-license next to KFC?
Kulbir Singh Kapoor has owned a liquor store here for 20 years. Today, the police are keeping him away, so Kapoor hasn't been able to find out whether his store was looted. He says it began last night at about 7 o'clock.
And there was a people running around, you know. So I asked the policeman, I said, what's happening? Do you think we should leave it open or I should go? He said, I think you should go.
Kapoor took his advice, locked up and left, just as hundreds of mainly young men moved in. They moved down the road, smashing windows and grabbing cell phones, sports gear, alcohol and food. Two 17-year-old girls who say they took part in looting in another part of the city say they aren't to blame for the violence, even as they drank from a bottle of wine they stole last night.
That is the government's fault.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Conservatives.
Yeah, whatever who it is,
it's
I don't know.
It's not even a right. It's showing the police we can do what we want.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, showing the police we can do what we want. And now we have. It's the rich people, the people that have got businesses, and that's why all of this has happened, because they're rich people. So we're just showing the rich people that we can do what we want.
Rich people don't shop at Indina's charity shop in Lavender Hill, though. Yesterday, her store windows were smashed and her assistant was robbed.
Do you feel the police are able to protect you right now?
No. So much is happening.
Indina may be worried, but other business owners are angry at the police and the politicians. London's Mayor Boris Johnson got an earful when he came to see the damage for himself.
At 5 o'clock we knew they were going to hit and no one was here. I was in the salon when a brick got through the wall, through the window. And no one was here to defend me.
And that is why we are putting many more police on the street.
That may mean businesses will be protected. But nearby resident Jeremy Miller says he's nervous, so he's taking measures to protect himself.
I double locked my door last night for the first time for a long time, which I don't normally do. Kept my truncheon by my bedside, my grandfather's truncheon, which he used during the general strike in 1926. Just that general sense of slight unease.
By the afternoon, dozens of people had arrived in Clapham Junction, volunteering to clean the street even as they condemned those who tore it apart.
It's a damn shame. But there we go. There's more of us willing to clean up than there are people to trash it down. So.
For Kulbir Singh Kapoor, though, there's still lingering frustration. Even if he opens for business today, he'll probably shut down early, like many other businesses across London. And even if he didn't lose any merchandise, his insurance premiums may shoot up.
I'm really upset because what it is... the reason I'm upset because we work hard, you know. Like, I open my shop morning and close at 11 evening to just feed my family and support my family. And if we can't do, even if we can't run our business, you know, then I'm just upset.
Tonight, the police called on parents to keep their children inside. Kapoor thinks a little discipline could have gone a long way to preventing a lot of the violence he saw last night.
I think it's the parents need to control their kids, that's it. You know, that's the most thing. Because it's not just me, it's everyone, you know. You know, if I'm going to look after my kids. Because if this was my kids, I was going to give them a big punishment.
Right now, it seems it's London that's being punished. A big soccer match scheduled for tomorrow between England and the Netherlands has been cancelled to leave police free to patrol the streets. Local businesses hit by violence face hefty costs to repair the damage, and the city remains on edge. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch at Clapham Junction in London.